And really, at the end of the day, what we find is that whatever the world deems as being toxic, the opposite is true. Why? Because we live in a world that calls evil good and good evil.
Yeah.
That puts bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. That puts light for darkness and darkness for light. So don't ever think that, you know, as Christians, you know, obviously we want to win people to Christ. We want to win sinners. But at the end of the day, there's going to be a group of people that we don't see eye to eye with.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because the Bible tells us that the unjust is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in his way is an abomination to the wicked.
Yes.
That's how it's always going to be, right? You know, they'll tell us, oh, you know, you guys full of hate speech. That's the most common thing that I've heard within the last couple of weeks. I wonder why. Huh? You know, what's up with that? They'll say, oh, you know, you guys are hate mongers. You guys have hate in your heart and hate speech and all these things. You know, the last time I checked, Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So that which Jesus preached, that which his prophets are preaching, is life.
Right.
We believe in everlasting life.
Amen.
You know, the Bible tells us that the law of the wise is a fountain of life to depart from the snares of death.
Amen.
So, you know, our message and what we preach, you know, it's toxic to those who are toxic, but it's life unto those who want life. It's life unto those who want to live, who want to depart from the snares of death. This isn't toxic. We're not ruining our children. We're not destroying our churches. No, we're actually imparting life.
Yeah.
You know, oh no, but you know, that's hate speech and hate is always wrong. You know what the Bible tells me? Is that their vine is the vine of Sodom and of Gomorrah. Their grapes are the grapes of gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and cruel venom of asp. It sounds to me like they're toxic.
Right. Yeah.
The Bible's telling us that they are toxic.
Amen.
Not us.
Correct.
Them.